אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד עשר הספירות.
We're reading in the study of ten spherot, part two. הסתכלות פנימית, inner observation, circles and straightness include two chapters. Rav, where should we start from?
74 or
75? Yeah, both of them are like in the middle.
So 75, where we are.
Okay,
75.
First the masach, the screen becomes strong, and then the light. In the beginning, the masach, the screen, becomes strong and pushes it backwards. Afterwards, the light increases and purifies the masach.
In the beginning, the light expands into the vessel, enters the vessel. It wants to enter the vessel. The screen repels it, pushes it back, and then the screen performs a calculation with all the light that comes to it. It's the will to bestow of the Creator to the created being, and the will to bestow of the created being to the Creator. These two desires are opposite. The host wants for the guest, and the guest wants for the host. So they have to make a calculation when each one only does for the other. And after this calculation, the created being will receive something because this reception will double. So first, in the beginning, the screen becomes strong and pushes it backwards. Afterwards, the light increases and purifies the screen. This means that the light wants to cancel the screen. However, it only cancels the level of coarseness over which there was a zivug daka, meaning that coarseness upon which there was a zivug, where the action of the Creator and the action of the created being connected, then this light cancels it. If the zivug daka was on the fourth phase, it nullifies the coarseness of the fourth phase that stops it from clothing in the patsuf, leaving the afiyut de b'china gimel of the third phase, which it had no dealing with, meaning it doesn't start any action with it. Wherever the created being feels pressure, that's where he does. It's like the guest with the host, where the host implores the guest, take this, I respect you, please, eat it. Then the guest will do this action. Correspondingly, if the zivug daka was in the coarseness of the third phase, it cancels only the coarseness of b'china gimel, the third phase, and leaves the coarseness of b'china bet, the second phase. Meaning always, wherever the upper light, which is the Creator, acts on the will to receive, and the screen that is set upon it, which is the created being, that's where they're communicating, and the creature responds to the action of the Creator. Pchinadalet, the fourth phase, does not become absent, though it has been purified into Pchinagimel, the third phase. 76. You read it, Gilad.
76. You've already known that any innovation of form and spirituality, the previous form does not become absent as a consequence. That is, because there's no absence in spirituality, but only an additional form. From that, you may conclude that the fourth phase that has now become purified into its third phase is considered to have departed from that emanator and emanated being and became a new emanated being that is added to the first. The fourth phase in it is not the fourth phase in the fourth phase, but the third phase in the fourth phase. However, in that purification did not cause any changes in the first emanated being as a result of that.
The Creator doesn't change. The Creator doesn't change, but in the created being, because the Creator implored him more, then he cancels this imploration, and he doesn't want to receive in order to receive. And then the connection between him and the Creator rises to higher degrees, meaning more pure, from Bchina Dalet to Bchina Gimel, from Bchina Gimel to Bchina Bet. Meaning, how is it possible to explain this? Suppose we're sitting at the host and he's saying, take this. And the creature doesn't want. And so the host says, well, if you're not taking this, at least try this. Try it, it's tasty. And he doesn't want. So if not that, you have to taste this. That's how the host implores the guest with smaller and smaller things. So at least he can have some contact with him. And the guest always pushes away and rejects this connection because it's going to be in order to receive until he completely comes out and purifies, meaning he's with no connection with the host. Go on.
77. Immediately, at the refinement of Bchina Gimel, the third phase, the upper light made a coupling with her because it never stopped shining. It has been explained earlier that the upper light does not stop shining in the lower ones, even for a minute. The expansion to the emanated being depends solely on the preparation of the vessel, meaning according to the measure of the will to receive in the emanated being. Any time the emanated being awakens and yearns for the upper light, it immediately receives it to the extent of its desire. The fourth phase has been refined into the third phase, became the new emanated being in and of herself, and extended the upper light to herself. Afterwards, the new ten sefirot of the upper light had emerged in her from above downward, as well as new ten sefirot of the upper light from below upward, just as the first emanated being expanded. However, there is a significant difference between their levels. That is, because the new emanated being lacks the degree of Keter and reaches only as high as Chochmah.
Hebrew 8. All right. Hebrew 10.
There's an emanated being and an emanator. Now, all the four, the emanated being decides he wants to receive less, that's what he's describing here?
Yes. Tel Aviv 3.
Rav Baal HaSulam explains that the light cancels the Aviyut. So what's the basis to the connection if the Aviyut is cancelled?
This is the coarseness of the screen. It's not coarseness. The coarseness doesn't disappear, it doesn't cancel. PT 19.
The emanated being only depends on preparing his vessel. What does that mean? How do I prepare my vessel for the light to come in?
It's hard to hear what you're saying.
I said about the expansion of the emanated being only depends on the preparation of his vessel. So what preparation do I need to do for the light to come into me? I do it all the time, no?
You have to prepare your intention in order to bestow. Then you'll be according to the light that comes to you in order to bestow. And then you'll both be, resemble each other. If you'll be equal, you can meet and clothe on each other.
How do I prepare it? How do I prepare the vessel?
The preparation of the kli has to be before that. That's when you're connected to your 10, and you're asking for the resistance force, the force of the screen, without which you cannot discover. We're talking about the revelation of the host here, the revelation of the Creator to the Creator being, and the way the creature receives this revelation of the Creator, where he has to be in equivalence of form with the Creator.
So what does it mean that there's no absence in spirituality that he mentioned before?
There's no absence in spirituality, has nothing to do with this.
He was speaking about it right before.
Yes, because what was before was before, but now there's a new form, clothing on the last, on the previous one.
Okay, thank you.
PT4.
He says, Prina Dalet, that wasn't absent. So there's always the feeling of the bitush in the kli, the striking?
No, there are no constant feelings. Everything changes. When these don't disappear, that's one thing. But not being in the feeling of the vessel itself, that's something else altogether. The vessel can't feel beyond the contact. He's with the light. Because this light awakens a certain emotion in the vessel.
And the fact that there's a coupling on the third phase, the fourth that was refined to the third, that's in the refinement of the masach when it ascends?
Yes, the screen purifies. It uses less coarseness. Less coarseness according to his nature. He becomes closer to the Creator because it's less aviyut, less coarseness. Whereas if he has more coarseness and more of the screen, then he's connecting with a better intention to the Creator. When the screen purifies, it's refined, then the coarseness disappears, meaning he's closer to the Creator by his coarseness, not by the masach.
But if the bitush and the restriction was on the fourth phase, so why after the coupling now on the third phase, why does the masach keep refining?
Oh, because he got the decision to begin with. When the screen was in tabu, and now it's purified, so it's being purified until it reaches pedrosh. Because the guest standing before the host, the moment the host starts putting pressure on him, he doesn't want to receive anything for himself. Later, he tries to receive in order to bestow. For if he will not receive in order to bestow, this is real disrespect in the host.
So first there's the refinement, and then he...
No. It happens together. It's just that if we're talking about the guest and the host, that's how we explain it. The guest sitting before the host says, this, I don't want it. This, no. On all five dishes, he says, no, I won't receive them in order to receive. Just as the host is pushing it. Later, the host says, okay, do something, but do it for me. Do me a favor. And then the guest seemingly says to the host, okay, if it's for you, in order to bestow to you, I will do. I'll take as much as I can in order to bestow to you. And it's not by my will to receive, but it's by my ability to bestow unto you. Then he starts tasting from each and every dish of the five dishes.
But then we say that he can't receive the biggest meal,
but he's able to receive a little bit of every dish, as much as he can by the screen.
So why did he refine himself from all the dishes. After he decided he could receive in order to bestow again, he purifies so he rose to Pederosh.
Because the surrounding light, the Omekif came, that's what refines the screen. Without this light, it would stay this way. But this surrounding light comes and says, look what you did. You received 1% of what the host prepared for you. What about the 99%? It's the same surrounding light standing outside the potsuf. And then the guest sees you didn't do anything, basically, for the host. It's a real small thing he did. And then he purifies, he refines. He can't do anything else. He purifies because if he will take it, it will be in order to receive. And that he will not do in any way. So he goes for it in order to bestow.
So that would be in order to receive in Prina Gimel Av Dalet too? Meaning, in all Prinot it will be in order to receive after the Bitush?
When will it be in order to receive? I don't understand what you're talking about.
When the surrounding light works and says that he can, he'll receive in order to receive.
Yes.
So he purifies all of the Masach?
And he removes himself from all the reception in order to bestow what he did. That means that the screen rises from Tabor to Peh. Why does he do that? Because if he will receive, it will be in order to receive, and that he will not agree to in any way. That's why he purifies, rises to Pederosh, meaning repels all the light in him and reaches a complete emptiness again. Again, he's before the host receiving nothing, and the host can give him nothing.
Moscow 1.
Если в десятке, как в творении, не достает правильного восприятия, то
решение. If in the ten, like in the created being, we're lacking the correct perception, so the decision of the refinement of the Masach. But it won't happen in the four phases.
I don't know what you're doing over there in your ten, but we have to look at what it says here. There's no slightly in spirituality. If you remove yourself from reception, you removed yourself from all your reception, and all you stay in is the restriction, the Tzimtzum. French.
Bonjour Rav, peux-tu définir la viut du Masach?
Can you define the aviut of the Masach?
Aviut of the Masach, the coarseness of the screen depends on the will to receive, upon which the screen is, and he wants to use this coarseness in order to receive, in order to bestow. To receive in order to bestow. The screen is the force to reject, to push away the pleasures. But when he wants to receive in order to bestow, the screen connects to the coarseness, working with it together. But actually, the screen is the opposite of coarseness. But in order to receive, in order to bestow, it connects to the coarseness. And it turns out that the screen pushes away the pleasure for itself, and letting the will to receive, receive in order to bestow. Okay?
Chadera 1.
About that refinement. Refinement in Hebrew is if you take material from a negative state and purify it. And the state the kli is in, where it's only filled with part of the light, it's like a negative state for the created being.
I don't know where you're taking your definitions and pulling them to the wisdom of Kabbalah.
That's the word refine, when you take something from negative to positive.
I don't care about your Hebrew definitions, and if you take it from the Israeli Academy, I don't care about that. But you should listen to what he's saying and accordingly understand it. You shouldn't take these definitions from different places.
But as it's written, that they wanted to purify Israel, right?
Yes.
So I'm just asking about the word is the chut, when the masach refines. So there was a state that it was negative or something, and now it's turning into positive.
No. That, it wasn't in a negative state, this screen. The screen used to work with a very big will to receive, and now it's purified, it's refined. It doesn't have the strength to work with such a big will to receive, that's why it's weakened, and it's purified, and it's working with a smaller will to receive.
Thank you.
You should be cautious about the way you use words. If you take the words from the wisdom of Kabbalah and the definitions from other places. PT 13.
The refinement of the masach in Pchinat Dalet, is there still a zivug on Pchinat Gimel?
Yes, of course, it comes to Pchina Gimel. Now, the Zivug is revealed on Pchina Gimel.
Does it mean that, let's say, the dish that of the fourth phase is departed, but does the guest still get take the first three dishes?
No, no, he hasn't performed a Zivug over it.
PT 20.
There are precise actions here after the calculation. How do we learn how to use our desire like that?
Only in this work where you try to work with the screen, without the screen, with less coarseness or more coarseness, you can feel what it's about. Because that's where it has to be revealed. Gilad, where are we?
We are reading 78.
Go ahead.
The reason why Pchina Gimel, the third phase, is absent of Keter. The reason for the absence of the degree of Keter in the second emanated being is that there is no...
He's talking about Patsuf Ab compared to Galgalta.
Which in respect to the reflected light, it's Keter of the fourth phase. For that reason, the Masach, the screen, did not push the upper light, but only from Chochmah downward. Meaning that the measure that was meant to premate the third phase of the fourth phase. However, there would not be an expansion of the Keter of the fourth phase if the Masach had not stopped it. That is, because the Kli that extended the upper light did not extend more than Chochmah downward to begin with. For that reason, the Masach, the screen, did not push the light of Keter back, but only the light of Chochmah downward. And thus, the light of Keter from this reflected light is absent. Because the light of Keter of the reflected light is absent there, the light of Keter of the upper light is absent there as well. That is because there is no light that can premate the emanated being with reflected light to clothe it. Because this is the Kli for reception. That is why it can only reach as high as Chochmah.
Meaning, if there is no reflected light at what height, at what intensity. So no direct light can clothe on it. It's as if it's not there. So if I suppose have like 10 grams of reflected light, then I can discover only 10 grams of direct light in front of me. Just like now, I have not at all, no restriction, no screen, and so I see nothing before me. Not the direct light, meaning the Creator in any way. I don't see anything. Meaning I must have restriction, masach, a screen, O Chozer, reflected light, at least to a certain small degree, then I can feel myself connected to the upper force, upper light.
Merkaz Echad.
Merkaz One.
What are the conditions for reflected light in the work?
I turn on your microphone the way you should and then say.
What are the conditions for reflected light in the work?
The conditions are to have restriction, screen, and reflected light. The condition is that you're connecting to your friends above your ego, you're willing to be with them together, and by that you're ready to be with the Creator in the form of connection, a certain form of connection. Then you have a ready-made kli to be connected to the Creator, if you're connecting to your friends.
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Как вы сказали, над своим эгоизмом соединяемся с товарищами в одно кли.
You said that we're connecting with the friends with one kli above the ego, and then the Creator starts convincing us to receive.
Yes.
When we start working in such a style with the Creator, we start working with the screen from Shoresh.
It depends what your state you're talking about. If it's like what we're learning here, it's from below upwards, meaning from the greatest coarseness. When we start learning the Hitpashtut, the expansion from above, from itself to this world, then we start learning from Chinat Dalet, the fourth phase, when the vessel is completely incapable of being connected to the Creator with all its coarseness, and that's how it works. And it has the patsuf of Galgalta.
But Ermasach has to be on the five dishes, as you said before, right?
Yes, of course. You can't play with it. If, first of all these conditions, it's the Creator who placed them before us. Second, we have to understand that here we learn how the vessels and the lights are going from above downwards, and there's no humans here yet. He's talking about mechanics. The vessels in each and every degree, and accordingly the lights that fill these vessels. That's what we're learning now. Now, from below upwards, that's something else. We don't start with a big will to receive, as we do with the from above downwards. We start from scratch, having nothing. Where do we have a desire that we can overcome? With our friends. Start scrutinizing this desire, wanting to restrict yourself and to give them and to organize all your tendencies towards them. That way you're going to show that you really want to be in bestowal. Accordingly, the upper light, which is everywhere, will start bestowing upon you. When you work this way with your friends, you're drawing, you're inviting the upper light to act upon you. Then you're going to start feeling that you're not only connected to your friends. Your connection to the friends is only the preparation. You're starting to work with the upper light. This is called the Creator stands behind every friend. And then when you organize your relationship with a friend, you're actually connected to the Creator who's standing behind the friend, and He is filling you accordingly. Clear, Vlad?
Yes. Can we say that if I bring myself to resemble in such a way, so the closest masach to us is to be connected with the Creator and the friends without any conditions?
How come without conditions you want to be like a baby? You just want it. Without any conditions is also a condition. It's a condition without conditions. That's your condition.
If I can't receive in order to bestow anything, no light inside, so I'm just connected. I just devote myself in a maximum way.
Okay, in the meantime, you can't do beyond that to your friends in the group, but try. And this trial will give you new states. Okay, are we 76?
79.
Oh, sorry, 79. Go ahead.
Any extension is done by the fourth phase, thus it needs a screen to prevent the light from expanding to the fourth phase.
Yes.
The rule is that any extension of the light must be only in the fourth phase of the emanated being, even though there is no intention to draw the light into there. The reason is that the avyut, the coarseness, it raises from the fourth phase is unfit for that extension. Even in the first phase of the fourth phase, better suited for extension than the real third phase, which is above, meaning more refined than the entire fourth phase. Therefore, if all the coarseness disappears from the fourth phase, there will be no one to draw light from Ein Sof, and the light will stop entirely. The extension must be done with the fourth phase, while at the same time she has to guard herself that light will not premate her because of the tzimtzum on the fourth phase. For that reason, she erected the masach that guards precisely that. Thus, when the light expands and reaches the fourth phase, the masach awakens and pushes that part of the light back to its root. That part that is pushed back does not disappear, but is turned into reflected light. That is which constitutes the vessel of reception of the upper light. Well, we have a few things here. We'll still work on them. Obviously, every desire in the fourth phase, 1, 2, 3, 4, that are in Pchina Dalet, in the fourth phase, they are all more than the third phase. Even the fourth phase in the third phase is less than the root which is in Dalet. That's what's written, that it's better to be the tail to the lions and the head to the foxes. That even if you're a tail to the lions, but you're part of the degree of the lions, but if you're the head, but to the foxes, so it's less of a degree. That's why we will try to be connected to the group as much as strong, as big as we can. Even if I am the least of them all, I am still part of them. I attribute myself to them. I serve them more than being a great one in a lesser group. That's according to our ego. So wherever I can annul and be part of the bigger people, better to be there. Okay?
PT 34.
Rav, he writes that the screen awakens. Is sometimes the screen does it awaken?
The state awakens according to the upper light that works on it. Chaver 2.
Good morning, Rav. When Bchinat Dalet pushes everything away, is there reception in order to bestow, or does reception only start on Bchinat Gimel?
Good question. Actually, here we don't learn it like that, but reception in order to bestow starts from the third phase. Afterwards, we'll learn all these things. PT 18.
Thank you, Rav. The purification of the screen, its reason is adhesion, it's not deficiency.
The purification or the refinement is to extend it and bestow. There's no other way but to continue bestowing, but in order to do that, it has to refine itself from receiving.
Thank you, Rav. Can I ask one more question? When they talk about Patsufim, there's the degree of Keter, Chokhmah, Bina. What's the difference in the meaning between these Patsufim? As if the quality of Bina controls the quality of Chokhmah. Is it clear, my question?
In spirituality, it's different than for us. For us, it's eyes, ears, nose, mouth there. It's things that are supposedly that they belong to different parts of the body. In spirituality, it's the intensity of connection with the Creator.
Okay, thank you very much,
we'll
Rav.
Get to it. Yes, Gilad.
Yes, we're in item 80. With respect to the Hamshacha, the extension of the light, Bchinat Daled and the screen are as one. 80. Regarding the extension of the light from Ein Sof, Bchinat Daled and the screen that is placed on her are regarded as one. That is because the kashiyut, the hardness of the screen, is seated up on top of the coarseness of Bchinat Daled. For that reason, in most cases, only the screen is mentioned regarding the extension of the light. It necessarily refers to both. To keep our words brief, we too will name the extension of the light from Ein Sof only after the screen. Regarding the emergence of the degrees from one another, we will also refer to it with the name Hizdakhut of the Aviyut, refinement of the coarseness, although it really refers to the Kashiyut, the hardness of the Masach. Remember that it really refers to the levels of the coarseness in the fourth phase, which created four levels of hardness in the screen.
Because the coarseness doesn't refine, the desire doesn't refine, it will disappear towards that same screen, that same vessel, that same emanated being, or from itself, when the created being decides that it doesn't want to use it. Or from above, the desire is limited by the light which shines, or a light that shines less awakens the desire, but not that the desire itself completely disappears or anything. The desire, like the Creator created, He created it according to His desire to bestow, that they will both be equal. And then it plays with the desire, with the help of the light, shines more, shines less, by that the desire awakens more or less in the created being. And all in all, it's a game from the Creator towards the created being. Hebrew 10.
In the language of Kabbalah, it's called, it's better to be in Malchut of the upper than in Keter of the lower.
Malchut of the upper one becomes the Keter for the lower one. Yeah, so
Malchut of the upper means to be the last in a group, like they say, it's a tail of the lions. It's better than Keter of the lower one.
Yes, this time you're right. Okay, PT4.
In one of the previous items, we learned that the yearning is what extends the light into the fourth phase. So what happens now?
By what else can you reveal the light? By yearning. Yearning to bestow on behalf of the created being, on behalf of the Malchut, the Kli, a yearning to bestow as much as I bestow, as I want to bestow. By that, I awaken the upper light from concealment to revelation, and then it can reveal itself.
So what's happening now that Bchinat Dalet is purifying? That the screen arises. So where does this yearning that extends to the Zivug over Bchinat Gimel?
The Masach that purifies completely from all degrees of Aviyut and reaches Pederosh, that doesn't want to receive anything and has given up on all of its receiving, now it encounters the bestowal of the Creator, which is in the Rosh, because the Masach comes from the Tabu to the Peh, and the Creator is in the Rosh, in the Peh, and then there, the guest meets the host again, the Creator, the Light, and again feels the Upper One trying to push to him. And then the story starts over.
Story over means it's yearning, but not in Bchinat Dalet?
Of course that in Bchinat Dalet he can, because he was purified from Bchinat Dalet. But now, when it meets the Creator, the host, he has the ability to go into the first three phases of bestowal from the emanated being.
Meaning yearning is to use the maximal desire to bestow?
Of course, more than that I can. I just rid myself of all the coarseness in the screen of the fourth phase. All I'm left with is Bchina Gimel, the third phase. Let's say I had $100 to pay for a meal, and now I have $80 to pay for the meal.
So I want to use all the $80, that means I'm extending the upper light?
You can't use less than what you have, otherwise it's not called bestowal. You understand? Bestowal is like love. In love you don't have percentage, either 100% or nothing. That you understand?
Yes, that's clear.
Clear, great. I don't think it's clear to everybody. Next.
Okay, French.
Wait, French.
French.
Rav, donc en rapport avec l'expansion, que c'est une question d'un ami, je n'ai pas compris ce que cela veut dire.
About
que ce qui est écrit, Berin Adalet,
expansion. I didn't understand what it means that the fourth phase and the screen, if you can explain, it wasn't clear.
The Masach, the screen that was in the fourth phase, works as the screen of the fourth phase. The screen that is in the third phase works as a screen for the third phase. What isn't clear? The screen, the masach, is a force in order to bestow. Imagine that in your pocket you have $100 or 80 or 60 or 40 or 20 or 0. 5 degrees. So here, take, you have that money in your pocket. That's the masach. So you can decide, oh, I'm only going to pay $100, or only $50, or only $40, or only $80. You can't. Because bestow means from the bottom of your heart all the way. And that's why the Kli behaves in such a way. French.
Merci d'avoir créé l'ami Olivier.
Tov. Piti Shloshim.
Thank you.
Piti 30.
Piti Shloshim.
Takala kanira, slicha.
Piti 30.
I guess it's a mistake, sorry.
Okay, I see a question here. So PT 4.
Rav, again, about the matter of 100% of love. If even with the highest degree of creation, there is a systematic flaw that the creature cannot receive 100%, what changes later?
The Creator completes it. Like with babies, they can't do anything. Something yes, something no. We do it instead. So, in every way the Creator takes care of us, for now, it completes it. Even though we can't, we're lazy a bit. That's God, that the Creator will do it for me.
That's on the way and the correction, but I'm asking about the final correction. What can be different compared to where creation started from the four phases where there's no perfection there?
What? I don't understand you.
After the restriction, the created being cannot receive in all four phases, but we say the first restriction doesn't cancel. So how come in the final correction we do reach this perfection, the wholeness of absolute love?
Because after the shattering, Mister, what do we have before the shattering from Ein Sof? A very thin line comes and a very small desire, which is only the beginning of creation and is still vegetative inanimate. And there is no speaking degree. Not at all. It's like telling you in the Torah that all the animals, they were all created before man. And man, Adam and Eve, like two animals, right? There's nothing but that. And after they have reached between them to a big will to receive, which is a serpent. That is the invention of the Creator, the egoistic invention that is clothed in them. And they have felt that there's a great will to receive. Then by the force of the serpent, the Kli called a soul developed, or what came out of Adam Rishon. The Adam Rishon itself is an angel. He doesn't have the fourth discernment, the fourth phase. He doesn't have the real will to receive. And only after he received an addition from the serpent with Eve together, then they begin to develop on behalf of the poison and the serpent, and then they can start becoming Adam, people, humans. And before that, they're called an angel, before the sin. An angel means that there's no real Pchinat Dalet, no fourth phase in there. You can say on any person that he might be pure, doesn't want anything, he's like an angel. Right.
So in the correction from below upwards, we build a new vessel that wasn't there in creation?
In our correction, we reveal that new vessel called the evil inclination, the will to receive, our ego. We discover it and we attribute it to the previous forms that don't belong to the degree of Adam, the true degree of Adam, and from the root, 1, 2, 3, 4, we reach the correct, the real fourth phase, and we build the degree of the Adam. And we can only do that after all the shatterings, after we learn the shattering in Olam HaNikudim, and then there are many shatterings, and coming out of the forces of the Sitra Acha and the Klipot. So thanks to those Klipot, we can get a bigger will to receive and start correcting it in order to bestow. Without that, there's well, what are all the worlds that have developed from above downward that we learn about till this world? And afterwards, there's also only the coming out of man. All these worlds are just a system. It's a system that we exist in, like in a computer, in some system, and there's software and all these things in there, but it's still not the created being. It's not the real will to receive. It's the creator that created such a reality, such a system. What we need to correct is only the fourth phase within the fourth phase that is revealed in the Adam Rishon when mixing with the serpent. That's it. Without that, we were animals, because in our world, you see the degree of Adam. You see the still vegetative and animate, and we're part of the animate degree. The degree of Adam that resembles the Creator, we don't have that. We have to build that on our own.
No, Kiev.
Well, Kiev.
Вот этот принцип любовь, если любовь, то только на 100%, он возможен только при
100%. This principle of love that exists only if it's 100%, is it only possible if the restriction is 100%?
You are asking a very complex question. We need to try to come to the degree of love in all kinds of small levels too. Let's say I have the will to receive in 10%, and then in those 10%, I have to restrict myself, masach, reflected light, and bestow in all my forces, in all my forces that the Creator gave me. And if I do it in order to bestow, it's a sign that I am in love 100% according to my state. According to my state. I don't know what more than that is. I can't imagine it. A child that hugs his mother and feels that He glues himself to her. He just thinks he loves her in all his forces, and it's true. But is it really like that when he grows and his awareness will grow? He'll understand that it isn't everything. Meaning it all depends on the degree man is in.
New York 4.
New York 4.
All the people in the world are Bechinat Chai, Bechinat Gimel. So there's no active Adam part in the world. So in reality, it's just the Kabbalist and the Creator is the only active thing happening in the whole system here.
הדבר היחיד הפעיל שקורה במציאות זה המקובלים והבורא?
כן, לכן כתוב.
Yes, that is why it's written in the world that they were all as beasts. It's not slandering or anything. It's just the fact. It's the still vegetative and animate degree, what we have in the world. Whoever's on a speaking level is whoever is in connection with the Creator. That determines the degree of Adam in him. He could be small, big, Yibul, Yanika, Mochin, and so on. Okay? Okay. Well, Itafor.
Good morning. A question from a friend. To elevate Hor Hozer, does it mean to give up or of our own desires to fill up the ones from the friends?
Yes. It's according to the rule of make your desires his desire. That's how we have to do it. Meaning that all of our desires are awakening in us in order for us to annul them and prefer the other's desire instead of ours. That's the expression of love. That's an expression of love.
בסדר.
Okay.
טוב. איפה אנחנו גמרנו?
Okay. Where are we? Are we done with this?
We've reached 81.
סיימנו את פי.
We're through with item 80.
מה אתה אומר? נדמה לי ש...
What are you...
We haven't read 81.
Yeah, but we reached 81. Okay. Well, let's say that. So I'm confused. Okay. So by this we... Who's PT25?
Rav, about the Kabbalists, we're the only one who really act in reality, but we're saying that the real will to receive, Bchinat Daled, is in the nations of the world, actually. So how does that work?
No, that's Aviyut, and not really in the nations of the world. The fact that they awakened and they could come and connect in Gemar Tikkun, that we'll see that it's written that be afraid of the poor children because the Torah comes out of them, something like that. That specifically in those vessels, but it's vessels of circles for now, that it's the nations of the world, the people that aren't connected, that the will to receive, which is directed to the Creator, didn't awaken in them. There are huge, big desires. We just draw a thin line from above downward, but they are actually the ones, they don't know about it, but they are holding that whole big circle, or the 10 circles. That's where the biggest will to receive is. Those are the degrees of Gimel and Dalet, with the Klipot, with everything. That'll be revealed to us. And truthfully, we need to only correct what we need, which is vessels of Gelgalta and Naim and degrees of Achap when they join in. It's not too bad. It's not difficult not to imagine that there's something that we can't reach the first contact with the Creator. And here we're speaking about vessels of Aviyut of Gimel and Dalet. But it's revealed and it's corrected on its own. The main thing is that we will be as that pipeline. That's called that the Creator will finish it for me, that we have to build the pipeline and hold on to it, and through the pipeline the upper light will bestow through all the olamot from the world surrounding everything, from the surrounding Ein Sof into the circle, the center of the circle, and then we'll fill the entire space. That will happen soon.
Info.
Our broadcast today will start at 10 a.m. with Simeon and Rav until 10:30. Then there's a writers meeting 10:30 till 11:30. You're all invited to connect. Let's continue to a song.
Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. Vamos a bailar con tiempo, que somos todos uno. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. Vamos a bailar con tiempo, que somos todos uno. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. Vamos a bailar con tiempo, que somos todos uno. Let's go all together, let's go all together. We're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one. Let's go all together, let's go all together. We're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. We're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one, cause we are all one. Un mundo entero, una familia. Vamos a bailar, vamos a bailar. Un mundo entero, una familia. Vamos a bailar, vamos a bailar. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. Vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno. Let's go all together, let's go all together. We're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one. Cause we are all one. Cause we are all one. Cause we are all separation in our hearts. There's no walls between us, no separation in our hearts. No hay nada que nos separe en nuestros corazones. Fuego no nos separa. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. Vamos a bailar con tiempo, que somos todos uno. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. Vamos a bailar con tiempo, que somos todos uno.